This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 15, 2018.
Rick, Julie Manganis writes on today's front page of the Salem News that now officials believe that Christopher Pugh, a private youth hockey coach, may have sexually abused 8 boys with whom he came into contact while teaching them the sport. On Wednesday, prosecutors filed 3 additional charges of indecent assault and battery on a child against Pugh, 31, of Winthrop, involving 2 children whose parents contacted police on Monday, even before the general public knew of Pugh's arrest on the child rape charge. "Frankly, I've never seen anything like it," said prosecutor Kate McDougall, who heads the Essex County District Attorney's Family and Sex Crimes Prosecution Team, told a judge Wednesday. "I'm not sure where it's going." Lynn District Court Judge James Lamoth ordered Pugh held without bail as a danger to the community following an hour-long hearing where McDougall and police investigators described the allegations so far. Pugh ran a private hockey coaching business called Hotshot Academy. His attorney, Sean Donahue, also said his client had volunteered with youth hockey and baseball programs in the town of Winthrop, where he grew up for 5 years, in addition to working as a landscaper, painter, and snowplow driver. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. In a related story in the Salem News, Paul Layton writes, "If there's one lesson parents should learn from this week's sex abuse charges against that youth hockey coach, it's to never leave your child alone with a coach." That's the advice from an official of the National Alliance for Youth Sports in the wake of this week's allegations, as many of 8 children might have been abused by Pugh. John Eng, the executive director of a Florida-based National Alliance for Youth Sports, said parents should never leave their child alone with a coach, whether it's a private coach or a coach with an established town or youth organization. More on this story as well in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
The city of Lynn kicked off what will be a year-long celebration of Frederick Douglass's 200th birthday. Yesterday was his birthday, and Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee tells MSO why this is so important to the city.
I think it's great that we look back at our rich history in Frederick Douglass. For many people, don't realize that he lived in the city of Lynn for almost 8 years, and really, he became the person I think we know as a historic figure while he lived in the city of Lynn. And we got to hear from his words when he was living in Lynn about the powerful words that Arthur Akers spoke today. So I think it's highlights a year of celebration of a great American, 200 years since his birth, and being here, being a part of our rich history. It's wonderful to kick off the year here in City Hall today.
That is Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee. We have additional details on our website, msonewsports.com. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, a former teacher at the Harbor Light Montessori School is claiming he was fired due to his advocacy for LGBTQ issues, including removing gender-specific signs from school bathrooms and providing rainbow flag pins for students. Corey Grant, who taught at the school for 3 years before he was terminated in June 2017, filed the complaint Monday with the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. Grant said administrators told him he was losing his job due to a funding decision, but he claimed it was actually retaliation for his outspokenness on the school's LGBTQ policies and practices. Attorney Hillary Schwab of Fair Work PC said in a press release, "Harbor Light chose to fire one of its most popular teachers rather than to face up to its discriminatory actions." Harbor Light Montessori head of school Paul Horowitz denied the allegations, saying Grant was laid off because of enrollment numbers in the upper school, where he was the only non-credentialed teacher. More on the story in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, "History was made in the city of Lynn on Tuesday night as Stephen Archer, a 25-year veteran of the Lynn Fire Department, was sworn in as fire chief. He's quoted as saying, "It's an honor, it's a huge honor to be able to be chief of this department, a department with a long, proud history." The 54-year-old Archer has climbed the ranks, starting with the department in 1993 as a firefighter and seeing promotions to lieutenant in 1999, captain in 2002, and a bump to district fire chief in 2012. On Tuesday night, in the city council chambers at City Hall in Lynn, that were packed with his family, friends, and colleagues, Archer was sworn in as the first African-American fire chief in the city's history. He is also the first African-American department head in the history of Lynn, according to City Council Vice President and former Lynn firefighter Buzzy Barton. Barton is quoted as saying, "I don't want to get caught up in talking about he's the first this and he's the first that, because I know the Rudy had to go, but being a former firefighter myself, I know how hard it is to become chief of a fire department, and going in, he has the respect of his men, because he went up through the ranks, and he is not afraid to get his hands dirty on the way up the ladder." Archer said becoming the first African-American chief is not something that he focuses on, but recognizes its importance in the community. Much more in this story in today's Daily Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.